It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on 1380 WPHM.
All right. Hey, welcome. We are in the Quay Street parking lot. We're actually closer to the stage, so I think you're going to hear Blind Melon or whoever is that back there playing their harmonica in a few minutes than we are to the Zebra Bar. Normally, we're a little closer to the Zebra Bar, but Brady, they knew where to put me, right next to all the food, so that's where you're at. We're near all the food vendors, and right off the bat, we've got Ted Fitzgerald from Farm Bureau Insurance here, and Ted, why don't you kind of fill everybody in on who you are?
Sure, thanks, Dennis. Good to be here. Ted Fitzgerald, and I run the downtown Farm Bureau Insurance office. I'm a lifelong resident of Port Huron. I was born and raised here, left a couple times for education, but I tell you, I come back, and especially when I would come home for this week and this event, it just always reminded me that this, what we have here in terms of real estate, is just, it's the most beautiful place on earth. So I love coming back. I love being part of the community and getting back involved and running my own insurance office down here.
Yeah, and Ted is a sailor, a member of the Port Huron Yacht Club, and you're involved in a lot of things around the community, aren't you?
Yeah, I since I've come back, you know, I've joined our local Rotary Club, where we're helping to pick up highways and put the parade on Wednesday night, which was a ton of fun. I'm a member of the Blue Water Chamber of Commerce, and myself and the Lakeport ladies, that Farm Bureau office, are privileged to be the chamber members of the month here in July. So
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's really great. It's good. That's a great organization, and it's again, just a great privilege to help them do with everything that they do for the community. And I got two young kids, Jamie and Lainey, who are running around town, so I get to chase them quite a bit and coach Jamie's hockey team, and made a return to senior hockey this year as well.
Uh-oh.
And like to do a lot of local sailing as much as I can also.
I won't ask. I'll just assume it's in the 35 and older league.
Yeah, yes, thank you for that. Actually, you know what? It's 30 and over. I got really upset with the guys when I found out it wasn't 35. It let too many young guys in there.
There are a few, including our own Ben Coburn, who skates regularly.
He was on my team.
I understand he's quite a skilled guy.
Hands, yes, absolutely. Call them hands.
Now, you're not sailing in this year's race, but I know you've sailed in the past.
Correct. Yeah, I've done 15 of these races. I did everything, all of them straight through from 1998 was my first race, all the way through 2009. I never missed. But then Jamie arrived, and Lainey a year later. So it's been about every other year for the last six or seven.
All right. Farm Bureau has been a longtime sponsor on WPHM. Why should we want to come to Farm Bureau? Tell us about us.
Well, you know, we take a more of a trusted advisor approach to helping people out with their needs. Today's media really goes out and pushes the idea of, you know, spend a little bit of time and save a little bit of money. And we like to educate people and help them understand that, you know, when you spend your whole life building and putting together something for yourself, you got to sit down with somebody to make sure that you've got good risk management tools in place that are going to protect that for you. You don't want a small slip up to end up costing you everything. So, you know, our mission statement is we protect the people of Michigan from the risks of everyday life.
And it's a lot more than just getting insurance for the car. I know I have my homeowners through you guys. We have the car. You can get life insurance. What else are you offering?
Life insurance is certainly a key part of what we do because, you know, we want to make sure that, God forbid, the good Lord calls somebody home, that their family is going to be able to stay in the house that they grew up in and are being raised in. So life insurance is a big component of what we do. We also are really trying to open up our appetite on the commercial side of property and casualty lines. So we're a great commercial insurance company, and goodness sakes, we do a great job with our farmers and their crop insurance.
All right, so what sets you apart from the other guy?
Again, I think what it is, Dennis, is that you know, we don't do phone quoting. We don't want to be the quick fix, cheapest price insurance company. We want to have a relationship with our clients. We want to get to know them. And make sure that we can holistically protect everything that they're building for themselves.
We miss anything?
I think we got everything. We want to wish a safe race for the sailors, and you know, the same standard two pieces of advice: stay, go fast, and stay on the boat.
All right. And who have you sailed with?
Oh, I sailed with Bob Moak and that crew on, okay, on a Jewel and a Santana 35 for my first 9 years. Then I jumped over when they stopped going. I sailed with Val Saff on Rowdy.
I know the boys on Rowdy very well. Tom Heslop, a former news guy here at the radio station.
Very appropriately named boat.
All right. Thanks a lot for stopping by today, Ted.
You bet, Dennis. Thank you.
There's Ted Fitzgerald from Farm Bureau. We'll take a quick break, and we're just getting started, and we're here until 6 o'clock today here on WPHM. Actually, why don't we do this first? We've got Jennifer Caddick for the Alliance of the Great Lakes on the phone, and rather than make her wait through a commercial break, let's grab Jennifer right now, because I'm sure she's a busy person, because she's trying to keep the waters here around our great state looking good and keeping the lakes healthy. Jennifer, welcome, and how healthy are the Great Lakes?
Thanks so much for having me on. You know, the Great Lakes overall are in good shape. But there certainly are a lot of challenges facing the lakes, from harmful algal blooms in western Lake Erie to potential Asian carp entering the Great Lakes through Chicago. So certainly Great Lakes are wonderful, but facing some serious challenges these days.
Yeah, at one time the zebra mussel was a problem. I understand that's getting a lot better.
Well, it's still a problem. The zebra mussels are still in the Great Lakes and causing issues, but the ecosystem has sort of stabilized with that situation. But that's why we're concerned about other invasive species like Asian carp coming in, because once an invasive species is in the Great Lakes, it's almost impossible to get rid of it.
How do we know when the lakes are healthy as opposed to when they're not healthy? What are some telling signs?
You know, I think one of the most telling signs is written right in the Clean Water Act. You know, if the waters are, what are they called, drinkable, swimmable, and fishable. You know, can we drink the water? Is it safe to drink? Can we safely swim in it? And can we safely eat the fish and other wildlife? So, you know, parts of the lakes are in great shape, and other parts still have challenges in those areas.
What about Lake Huron? Because that's what we're concerned about here in our Port Huron area.
Sure, absolutely. You know, Lake Huron, as you know, suffers from invasive species like zebra mussels. But overall, the health of Lake Huron is probably in pretty good shape. Many places, it's very safe to swim. Certainly areas of you know, around Traverse Bay there have challenges with algal blooms, which are a concern. But overall, Lake Huron is probably in pretty good shape.
We're a big boating community. What would you tell the boaters to do out on the lakes to make sure that they're doing their part?
Yeah, you know, boaters are, as you know, intimately connected with the lakes. You know, they're on the water. They can see it. They touch it. And so, you know, one of the biggest things they can do is just keep an eye out for problems. You know, if they see something unusual, report it to local officials or to groups like the Alliance for the Great Lakes. But also take care. You know, be careful with the products you use on your boat. Make sure that they don't wash off into the lakes and harm the lakes. Keep any trash that you might have on board your ship or on your sailboat. And, you know, those are all seem like simple things, but are really important ways to help the Great Lakes.
All right, Jennifer, anything else you want to pass along to us?
Sure. You know, we are so honored to be a part of the Bells Bayview Mackinac race. You know, we're honored to be a charity recipient of the race, and we certainly want to wish good luck to all of the sailors this weekend. Safe sailing. And for anybody who wants to learn more, you can visit us at greatlakes.org.
Perfect. Thank you very much for doing this, Jennifer.
Sure. Thanks so much for having us.
All right. You have a great day.
Thank
There's Jennifer Caddick from the Alliance of the Great Lakes.